I'm Tess Lucy, and joining me now, my special guest this morning, Shirley O'Donoghue from Holistic Harmony in Merston. Good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
This weekend is the first Merston Community Fair and Car Boot of 2017. But you've had these car boots before last year. Why were they set up? When and why?
Well, it was really the idea of Councillor Bob Gardner, who's one of the Surrey County Councillors for Merston. Mm-hmm. He asked me if I could come up with something innovative to work with St Nick's, as it was then. Mm-hmm. It's now Chartwood School. The only thing I could think of really was a car boot sale, because the grounds sort of are quite extensive and it's a nice venue. So that was why it was set up. We discontinued it sort of around autumn time,
yeah.
Because it's not really car boot sale season, and I'm not sure really whether we were going to continue it, but St Nick's or Chartwood have asked us to start them up again, so we're doing them again.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I guess over the winter months, because do you hold them outside?
Most car boot sales are outside.
Yeah.
We're lucky in that Chartwood have said that we can use the assembly room, assembly hall, and also I think we can use the gymnasium if we grow large enough. So we've got a choice of indoors and outdoors.
That's good, I guess, because as you said, you wound up over the autumn period. Mm. I guess over the winter time, if you are outside, it's too cold. People don't want to stand there for hours on end, or they don't maybe want to come and set up. So if you've got the choice of indoor and outdoor, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Especially with the weather as well, if it's raining now, I guess that helps.
Especially this time of year as well, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was lovely, wasn't it?
You
want the day like yesterday.
That's what we're keeping our fingers crossed.
So you've got pitches available for cars and vans. How much are these?
It's £5 a car if booked in advance and £10 a van.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's £10 and £15 respectively on the day.
Why the increase on the day?
Because it's easier for us to sort of facilitate the whole process if we
right.
know how many people to expect.
Of course.
And it can be a bit inconvenient, really, if people turn up and then we've got to try and allocate spaces.
Of course, indeed.
So it's to encourage people, really, to book early.
And why not? They usually have early bird bookings on
yeah.
various things, don't they? So why not? So there'll be mind, body and spirit treatments and workshops from Holistic Harmony. Can you tell me a little bit about these, please?
Well, we're doing a whole range of treatments from Indian head massage, reflexology, Reiki. There's a whole load of treatments, all sorts of other ones as well that are too numerous to mention. We've always worked with complementary therapies. It's how we set up
mm-hmm.
Why we set up in the first place. But since then, we've sort of been asked to do various other things. So we've expanded, and we now run the bike project in Merston,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be moving to South Godston at the end of April. We run the second-hand shop as well in Merston too. So really, we like people to come to us with groups that they want to provide things for, and then we try to come up with innovative ideas that fit the project brief.
And with these treatments, I guess you have a little section. It's not right in the middle of the boot sale. You do have your own little section
it's
very private.
Yes, it is very private. It's very important, I think, when people are having treatments that they're not having on public display, you know.
Yes, indeed. So for these treatments, does a cost come with them, or is it just like...
The cost is £10 for an Indian head massage. Usually the general cost for an Indian head massage is around £20-25. And so we try to keep the cost as low as possible to make
mm-hmm.
it as accessible
yeah.
as possible to people. Because a lot of people haven't tried complementary therapies, and it's really about getting people to give it a go and see what they think.
Indeed.
Usually we
yeah,
get very
not?
Positive responses.
Oh, yes. Well, I have been along to a few of them, and it's great. Keep an open mind is what I say about it.
Good.
But with these treatments, if someone decides, hey, say, for example, the Indian head massage, that would really nice. I'd like to do it again. Who do they get in contact and how?
We're still in Merston until the end of April. We are currently in negotiations for other premises,
mm-hmm.
So we will be moving. So probably the best thing to do is to ask people to get in touch before April with the shop, and I can give you the number for that. It's 01737 668 422, or call me if it's after April on 07958663041.
So when people come along to this sale on Saturday, it's Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday, sorry, I'm changing the days. Sunday, of course it is, Sunday the 19th. So they've got your treatments, and is it like a typical car boot? Are there people based with tables and selling things?
Yeah, there will be people selling things. We want to try and make this a community event if we can. So it's open to anybody in Merstham or just outside of Merstham, really, who want to come along and sell their own items. But we also have other people who are traders, I suppose, who are coming along. We've got somebody doing teas and coffees and burgers and things like that as well. We've got a lady coming who puts sparkly extensions into the hair, which looks quite
interesting. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, she's very popular when she goes to some of these things, so we're really pleased that she's coming.
So the money raised, but you charge like £5 for a car, £10 for a van, and then it increases on the day. The money raised, what does this go towards? I guess you have to pay for your premises.
No, Chart would let us have the premises for free. And all the money that is raised is just ploughed back into other initiatives. We've got some of their pupils going through SciTech 1 at the moment, which is a bike industry qualification. And we just try and arrange other things and events that are going on. We'll probably have when we leave the current premises, we'll probably have a leaving event then, which I might come in and talk to you about later.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, why not? Now, with some like car boots, sometimes the people who are selling, they have to give some money as like a donation. Do the sellers keep everything they earn? Or
they just pay the entrance fee and that's it. And that really, the entrance fee is to cover the costs like the insurance that we have to pay and the printing of leaflets to advertise and promote the event, that kind of thing.
So, as well as giving back to the community, what else do you hope to achieve with these car boot sales?
Well, I think just to give people a chance to make a bit of money if they want to bring their items along, and also to buy things at low cost. But it would also be really nice to be able to encourage more people to try complementary therapies, because we're very passionate about that. I mean, I think, conventional medicine is wonderful, and I would never sort of say that you use complementary therapies as an alternative, but as something that just supports people's health and relaxation and general well-being. I'm really passionate about those.
Well, as I say quite a lot, each to their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got hopefully quite a few people coming along to sell things, and you'd like people through the doors to buy things, but can anyone volunteer? Are you needing volunteers at all?
We always need volunteers. If anybody's interested, just pop into our shop in Portland Drive. It's 8 Portland Drive. We're next door to the Bike Project in Merstham, and we're usually there between 10 and 4, and they can speak to myself or Sandy, who's the manager.
And finally, when and where, please?
The car boot sale is going to be at Chartwood School, Tainton Drive, Merstham. The postcode is RH13PU, and it's on the 19th of March, which is this coming Sunday, from 11 till 2.
Fantastic. Well, Shirley, thank you very much for popping into Susie's studio, and
thank
wish you all the best with it, and fingers crossed for the weather. Especially those who are outside.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shirley O'Donoghue from Holistic Harmony talking about the Merstham Community Fair and Car Boot, which is this Sunday, 19th of March.